Well, there we go. You don't need me to tell you how much I love that tune. Been playing it for ages. It's just my kind of music. It's The Eyes Have It. It's the current single from Matt Bakker and Mary Wilson. And I'm not joined by just one. I've got both of them on the line now. Matt, Mary, hi. Very good afternoon to you.
Hello there.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. Mary, we're going to start with you, if you don't mind. Obviously, the Beehives and the 80s, you were one of the voices of the 80s. You've still been going throughout. You were Dusty Springfield. You've been busy over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've sort of kept busy. I've always liked playing live. I mean, that's kind of how it started, because when I was working with Top Taylor, who wrote Just What I've Always Wanted and that, you know, I kept saying, I want to do gigs, you know. And he said, well, you're going to need a really big band to make this sound, because the early stuff was all very Motown-y. I said, well, I'll have a big band then. Big mistake. Anyone listening, don't ever do that, because I had to pay 11 people every week, you know. And we do gigs with John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett, and they were getting the same money. I think, hold on, there's two of them, there's 12 of us. So that, you know, but we had more fun. We did have more fun. But I've always played live. It's always been my thing, really. So that's why I've kept going, you know.
But again, you've been on stage as well, so you do like that. Not just playing live, but performing live in every way. I mean, you're in Taboo, Dusty the Musical, all this stuff. That works for you, is it? You're happier out of a studio?
Well, no, I like both. I love being in the studio. I mean, in fact, I was only in the studio yesterday because I've been writing some new songs to... because my last album was covers, and so this has got, then my next one has to be original. So, and we were doing backing vocals yesterday, which I love doing, you know. I do love being in the studio, but I couldn't be an exclusively recording artist, you know, because I do love being on stage and chatting to the audience and that kind of thing. Because some artists don't. Carly Simon famously had terrible stage fright and didn't really like playing live, you know. But I don't have that problem.
That's the way to be. Matt, how about you? I mean, to be honest, you know, you've just worked with, again, you're the list of people that you've performed with, you've recorded with, you know, Rumour, Emmylou Harris, Elton John, Cher, Joe Cocker, Alice Cooper, Julian Lennon, ABC. I mean, people have heard you playing, whether they know it or not, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. And I apologise, but I hope it wasn't too traumatic.
You are kidding. guitarists are always the most modest people, but you know, you are, the world of guitar players is full of greats and you're listed right up there with them. So I don't know how you get the knack. I don't know where it comes from. It's obviously just pure talent. But for you, are you a live performer or do you prefer the studio?
Just like Mary said, it's both. The one feeds the other. And it really wasn't until lockdown, when I was lucky enough to be able to keep working online, that I realized how much I missed it. I'd always sort of taken it for granted. But once that was taken away, then I realized I needed it, not just to make music with other people at the same time, but also to have an audience and to have that human exchange. And I do think the one feeds the other. Yeah. Because if I'm sitting down and working on my next jazz symphony, then the voice of experience says people will be heading off to the bar at this point. So it also helps the creative process, I think.
Fantastic. Now, you've got this new album out, Bacchanalia. There's obviously Mary is on there as well, but you've got one of my other favourites who we spoke to just a few weeks ago. You've got Lily Gonzalez on with you.
Oh, Lily, yes, that's right. I saw her on Sunday. And again, like all these people, we're old friends. We've worked together a long time. And it's just nice to be able to make music together.
So talk us through the rest of the album then. Obviously, this track is a fabulous track. Is it working its way through different genres, or how does it go?
Not really. It was called Bacchanalia because I used to be a wine connoisseur. I suppose I'm still a connoisseur. I just don't drink it anymore.
Fair enough.
But it was a collection of songs that I'd written, some of which I'd written when I was 15, and some which I'd written when I was recording them in 2016, 2017. And the idea was to do it as live as possible with people in the room. It was supposed to come out in 2020, and then it got upstaged.
Things happen, don't they? Things just happen. Yeah. You have got a whole string of live dates coming up later on in the year, the tour. Murray, you're out on tour with Level 42, supporting Level, guest with Level 42.
Yeah, I was rather flattered, really, to do that. I mean, I know Mike Lindup, the keyboard player, and I did meet Mark King back in the 80s, but, you know, that's a long time ago. So yeah, that'll be fun, and I should imagine their audience is probably quite different to mine. So it'll be a kind of different, I think, maybe a different demographic. I don't know. It'll be interesting, you know. And Matt's doing that with me, which is great. And then on the 8th of December, I've got my my Christmas show, which I'm doing at Islington Assembly Hall with the new Will Sations. So once again, there's going to be, you know, I don't know, 12 of us on stage or something like that.
Do I have to wear my elf suit again?
Yes, you do. Or you have to wear something red at least. Yeah. Right. Yes, I haven't told everyone that yet. I don't know how they're going to take it. But because I did have a gig again in the Christmas of the pandemic, and it was such a shame because I was so excited about it, and then it didn't happen, and then it didn't happen last year. Anyway, it's happening this year.
It'll happen this year. We'll be, yeah, we'll be.
Oh, and I tell you what else I've got is Cherry Red are releasing my back catalogue, my sort of because Show People isn't on CD, my album from the 80s. So it will be now. So I think that's coming out around September or something.
Fantastic.
And then I've been writing new material. So I don't know when that'll be out, but we're still working on it.
I mean,
so, you know, it's keeping me off the streets, Neil. You know?
Well, I was going to say, so many musicians. I mean, it's interesting you say, all right, you've got some new songs that you've been writing. Matt, you the same. So many musicians I've spoken to throughout the pandemic, the musicians always went, well, if only I had the time, I could write some more songs. And then you speak to them and you find that most of the pandemic, they were decorating the kitchen. But you both been pretty good at it. You've both been good at writing songs and putting, you know, shoulder to the wheel.
First year I was in the garden having a glass of rosé mainly. The first year, no, I didn't do much at all. We used to drive into London actually in lockdown, and it was the weirdest thing to see Oxford Circus and Regent Street. I've got photographs. Nothing there, no cars, no people. That was, you know, so I spent a lot of time doing things like that really. What about you, Matt? What did you do?
I spent a lot of time in the garden, got back into bike riding, but you know, first lockdown, the weather was lovely. So yeah, it was nice to get out and about.
Yeah.
Discovered some of the lovely country lanes in Barnet. Second lockdown, not so much.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it's just great to have it back. So in terms of more collaborations with the two of you then, I mean, obviously you've got the tour dates and things coming up. You've done this. Would you actually sit down, the two of you, and write an album or some singles now and go, right, let's concentrate, the two of us?
Well, Matt's never doing? Asked me, so I'll
all right. What are you doing next week?
There you go.
Yeah, next week. Yeah. I mean, we should really. I mean, we did a thing a few years ago for the Wrecking Crew film, which is about all the musicians that played on all those records in the 60s in California and stuff. And Matt and I did I Got You, Babe. The two of us, we were, you know, we were the London Borough of Haringey, Sonny and Cher.
But you do seem to just, well, obviously there's the production in the eyes have it, but you do just seem, your voices seem to complement each other, and it seems a very comfortable way that you're performing.
Yeah.
Well, I promised
I've known Matt for such a long time, and I absolutely love, I mean, he is my favourite guitarist. I love his playing. So, you know, there are so many boxes ticked.
Do you accept euros? I can only pay you in euros at the moment.
What about Bitcoin?
Yeah. No, I'm fine, thanks. We'll steer away from them. But it is great. And yes, if you do get that album together, can you have it as based on an idea by Neil Whiteside? Because I just think there is a market for this as well. It's lovely to hear professional singers, professional musicians bringing proper music out. And you know, you play it, it's timeless.
Yeah. It's a good song. He's good, isn't he?
He is. Very good indeed. It's been great to meet you both. Can't wait to see you on tour. You're getting as near to us as Northampton, but that's worth a car journey. And the rest of the album and everything, and new music from you, we're loving it. But for now, Mary Wilson, Matt Backer, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Neil. Okay.